It's time to beat the street with me, David Plimpton. Get this working. Okay, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Well, hello and welcome back, friends. As you know by now, the usual plan is to give you a quick update into some of the local goings-on and to throw in a bit of a chat with one of my rather interesting neighbours. But it looks like things may be a bit different this episode because at the moment, trying to secure another guest for the podcast is a bit like pulling teeth. So far, contributors haven't been very forthcoming and not one of the local residents has replied to the invitational leaflet that I had specially made up and posted out in order to drum up a bit of content for my podcast. And there's a reason for that. My wife, Jill. I got the invitations printed, I put them in the envelopes, then all she had to do was take all 300 of them around the neighbourhood and post them. It's not rocket science. But it works out, she saw them at the bottom of the stairs all bagged up and ready for delivery on Tuesday morning, mistook them for the recycling and threw them all away. Which means they're now probably somewhere out there in Never Neverland with the likes of Glenn Miller and Lord Lucan. I mean, I don't like to talk unkindly about my wife, but that was clearly an ignorant and plain selfish act. But being the person I am, I let it go. Although, to tell the truth, I did punch Jill's Bergerac video collection off the shelf. But that's all water under the bridge now. But the big question here is, apart from the Bergerac incident, how did I manage to keep my cool? Well, quite simply, by employing a technique I've recently discovered called mindfulness. Which is why I'm dedicating this episode to the art of mindfulness.
The art of mindfulness with David Plimpton.
Now, mindfulness, if you don't know, is a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment and accepting one's feelings and thoughts. But before you take me for some kind of vegetarian, let me inform you I have no intention to try and convert you into one of that lot. It's nothing whatsoever to do with tie-dye t-shirts and patchouli oil. But I do want to take you on a journey of body and mind via specially designed audio meditation, which I've been working on here in my studio. I can assure you, I won't be worshipping some kind of mumbo-jumbo deity either. Instead, I'm rooting this tantric experience firmly in reality with a visit to someone who I consider my own personal spiritual advisor. She's a real person who over the past few years has really given some great advice. She always has some kind words, and that person is Kathy, the junior sales assistant at Ryman's the Stationers. No idea what the surname is, actually. Management said it's not my place to ask. But just seeing that name on the badge gives me an instant sense of well-being, and without my weekly pilgrimage to browse the store's ample collection of home office supplies, I wouldn't be the man I am today. So sit back, make sure you're not operating any heavy machinery, find a bed or a place to lie down, and journey with me into a world free of turmoil as I give to you the David Plimpton guided meditation Close your eyes. Open your mind. I want you to imagine you're outside. It's a warm summer's day. Underneath your feet, you can feel the tarmac. Hear the birds in the sky. You're walking up a hill. And on the corner, you see it.
Ryman's the station.
Look.
There's my wife, Jill.
Peering at the office in the window. Another customer walks out of the shop whilst talking into a mobile phone. And up ahead. That's right. Kathy, the junior assistant at Ryman's stationers. Now, I want you to imagine you are Kathy. Every fibre of your body, your mind, your soul. Is Kathy the junior assistant at Ryman's stationers? Now I want you to look up from behind the counter to see my wife Jill. And I want you to ask very succinctly and very carefully,
Would you like any assistance today?
Now, I want you to drift out of Kathy's body, up above the counter, past the stationery, over the shelves of office supplies, and out through the front door. Up and away into the sky. Leaving behind the trappings of your everyday existence. And just remember, next time, when it all becomes too much, you could be Kathy, the junior assistant at Ryman's stationers. Well, there you go. A lot more chilled out and relaxed, I would say. And that's the great thing about this tape. You can use it any time to just open your mind and let yourself... Oh, shit! I've knocked my beaker of squash over. It's all over the buttons. Oh, God, it's all over the buttons. Oh, for God's sake. Jill, can you get a towel? We've had an accident. If you've enjoyed this episode of Meet the Street, remember to like and subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast provider. Follow me on Twitter at PlimptonDavid and join my Facebook page at Meet the Street One. And if you're really feeling generous, you can donate a small fee via ko-fi.com/meet-the-street. Every penny helps. Until next time, goodbye. Jill, I've done it. You can use the spare room for the washing now.